Good evening, everyone. It's Michael Davis speaking from Adelaide. What I propose to do is to introduce my colleague and our Chief Executive Officer, Nicola Sasanelli. We've known each other and we've been very good friends for over 5 years. Nicola came to Australia as science attaché for the government of Italy, working in the Italian embassy in Canberra. And after achieving some wonderful things on behalf of the Italian government, he decided to change sides and he moved to South Australia, to Adelaide, and was employed by the South Australian government, working on industry development and international relations. And after a few years, he became involved in the space sector in South Australia and has some marvellous achievements to under his belt, including the establishment of the decision of the South Australian government to establish the South Australian Space Industry Centre, which was a decision made in the lead up to the International Astronautical Congress in Adelaide in 2017. And so it was the first state government to see the importance of developing the Australian space industry at state level. And the South Australian government, I believe, has sort of shown the way to the other state governments in Australia, and in some senses also to the Commonwealth government. After the announcement of the establishment of the Australian Space Agency at the IAC in September 2017, Nicola embarked upon a new project, which was a bid to establish the SmartSat Cooperative Research Centre. And with the assistance of many players throughout Australia, that bid was ultimately successful. And then he was seconded to work part-time for the Cooperative Research Centre. But not being satisfied with those achievements, he also initiated the idea of a foundation to support space education and outreach in Australia. And we're now very fortunate that he is also seconded by the South Australian government part-time to be our Chief Executive Officer. So I think that's probably all I need to say about Nicola.
Thank you, Michael. And what you say is not just related to me, but in all of this journey, you were with me. So, and we start to work together in 2015 when, you and your team were able to bring the International Astronautical Conference 2017 here in Adelaide. So that was the moment where the South Australian government started to think about to have an office dedicated to the space. And then, of course, have here the Space Agency in Australia, as well the SmartSat CRC and Duchess in Fundo, the Andy Thomas Foundation is part of our work. We spend a lot of time together, coffee and Saturday and Sunday to write report and write proposal. But anyway, we are here. And thanks to invite us to present the Andy Thomas Foundation. This idea has come a couple years ago. The foundation has been established in July last year, 2020. But of course, we started 1 year before than this, and it was, in the space environment, we start to think about how is important to keep high the number of students that decide to choose a STEM subjects. So, and that is everybody know how the technology-led economy, knowledge economy needs. Skilled people, big data, Internet of Things, artificial intelligence, is just some example that is related to space, but is create a demand of student with a technological skill. STEM skills job are growing at, for what the statistic reported, 1.5 times faster than any other job. So this is why it is so important to consider space as a sort of a vehicle or tools to promote STEM in the school. And that is easy to think because space, everybody, when we talk about space, we talk about inspiration. So space has an unusual power to inspire young kids, but also adult or people like us. Of course, in the last period of time, you know, Elon Musk and SpaceX, Brandon Nelson, so all of these people, they start to enter in our day-by-day life and think about them as a sort of hero. We start to think about we need to do something. So, as Michael said before, in 2018, the Australian Space Agency was established, and we were at the back of this. In 2019, SMARTS CRC was established, and then we start to think about with Michael. Okay, we have a national organization that take care about, you know, the regulation and the developed Australian commercial space industry. Then we have the SMARTS CRC that take care about R&D, so research and development in this country. So we need an organization, national organization, that have to take care about outreach and education. Education in the space sector, but education in general. So our background, we started, as you said before, we established as a charitable cooperation in 2020, governed by a board of directors, funded by grants, donation, fundraising events, and of course the deductible gift register status approved in Parliament in June 2021. We are inspired by two important people that we consider very close to our foundation, and we give them, you know, the rule of patron. Patron means people that can take care of us. They are for us as a sort of mentor. We talk and share idea and also networking. And of course, Dr. Andy Thomas and Dr. Megan Clark. So what we have in mind, why we established this? Because, of course, we have a big vision. A vision is to support, to help the building of this space ecosystem in Australia and to drive the progress in education, research and innovation. That is our big vision. That is, in some way, is embedded in the South Australian space ecosystem system. Mission is to promote social well-being and overcome disadvantage in Australia, and advocate in favor of space as a domain, as international cooperation for peaceful ecosystems. But at the same time, it is also to support the space education and the outreach, and of course, to inspire young people to pursue the career, not only in space, but also, in particular, in to choose a STEM subject. So the purpose, and then it's come with the implementation, has three important purposes. One is advanced space education, then is raising space awareness, and then contribute to the national space community. These three elements are very, very important, then become for us a sort of pillar, no? Is considered for us strategic. And that is why from the day one, when we establish this foundation, we already have the strategy and we start already to orient our effort in these three directions. One is advanced space education. What does it mean? It means support education in all the spectrum of the age, from the primary school to postgraduate, post-PhD student. And then we can do this with some education fund, as well as support the Australian Discovery Centre. That is an important pillar for us. And we will see that we already implemented more than $200,000 the first year in the first six program. The second pillar is raising space awareness and outreach. What does mean this? Is stay with the community, bringing space to the community, talk with them. And that is not just the young generation. You know, Michael and myself, you know, we have a frequent presentation to the Rotary, Lions, and also to the Discovery Center. We bring the kids. We has established this education fund. It's not just a program for the school, but we would like to be involved with the school. We would like to involve the teacher. We would like to involve the parent. So not only a new generation. The third important element is contributing to the national space community and innovation. What does mean this? Means not do what SmartSAS-CRC is doing, so promote R&D through project. But what we are doing, and we do this also before the establishment of this foundation, is create event. So we have the Australian Space Forum. Every 6 months, we have this forum. And of course, we would like to stay close to our Discovery Center as well as the education. So try to create a sort of networking events where all the ecosystem is in some way involved. We already talked about this education fund. I want to give you an example. We are already allocated the first year $215,000, and that we have six plus one that will be announced in the couple day. So seven program. The first program is a program with a company that is sponsor the Andy Thomas Foundation, that is the EOS space system in Canberra. So they do mainly optical communication. So we establish an award with three prize that is dedicated to Australian researchers or doctor candidate for the best research project proposal in these specific fields. There are many fields, is already reported in the program, in the call. So what we would like to do is researchers that has some idea or some application towards this area, so we can give them $10,000 if the idea is allow the US to think about this potential new project. The second program is we support the Southern Hemisphere Space Study Program. As you know, this is an important undergraduate and postgraduate program that is done by the ISU, the International Space University, and the University of South Australia. We support one scholarship at the moment, full scholarship for a candidate, an Australian candidate. As the program one, this is for everybody in Australia. It's not just limited to South Australia. The third program is three scholarship for students that intend to attend an honors or master program in the space related field. It's very important because we are involved also in the SmartSAS-CRC, and SmartSAS-CRC are able to provide 74 PhD full scholarship around the 7 years of life. But often we are not able to find some post-bachelor, quite mature, to be involved in some PhD program. So what we try to do is offer some honors or master just to, you know, fix this gap, you know, about bachelor and PhD student. The program of four is more oriented to internship. So we are involved with the Spirit, the University of Melbourne, and the Spirit is one of the projects was funded by the Australian Space Agency. Is a CubeSat 6U, led by Melbourne University, with many companies like CITA, Innovor, and Human Space. So what we will do is five awards, $6,000 each, to support this internship to students that intend to spend some time in this industry. The program number five is give a prize, nine prize of $5,000 each to nine schools in South Australia. This program is full supported by South Australian government. So what we would like to do is, in particular, working with the student and teacher in year seven and eight and nine, and raise important space in the United Nations Sustainable Development Goal, the 17 goals that we found a strong interest, as the space-based technology can help to solve this goal. The next one is again six schools in South Australia, because this program is completely supported by the South Australian government, and that is a sort of professional development for 25 teachers in nine different South Australian primary schools. So also in this case, not only teacher, but for example, we ask not only student, but also teacher. So we ask the teacher to come to the Discovery Center, stay with us, with the company that is quite mature in the last 2-3 years in established courses like this, is Maker Empires, and work with these learning by design courses. It's quite important because, you know, we found in the last year that is not just stimulate the student, but also stimulate the teacher that are interested to be involved in this activity. So at the end of this story, the story is we would like to find partners. So partners that can share with us common value, the power of education, pursuing excellence, and diversity inclusion. That is a three important value that we would like to share with our partners. So what does mean this? For example, we are looking for company, not only company involved in the space sector, but company that enjoy or in their value is there is to stimulate more people, more students, more young students to choose the STEM subject. Also government, if government, state government would like to implement some program in for school, primary or high school, more than happy to do the same thing that we did with our pilot project in South Australia to do this. Actually, we are working with New South Wales government. We already involved in COSPAR kit in Sydney. That is all for me.